Hello and welcome back to the Month of Madness. I'm Matthew Coberman alongside Skylar Knorr with your ultimate March Madness source.
Since our last episode, we have had six more conference championships determined, starting with the Patriot Conference as Boston University took down Colgate 64-61 to punch their ticket into the tournament. In the Colonial Conference, Hofstra defeated Northeastern 70-61. As most of you know, the coronavirus outbreak in the United States has really halted these tournaments as the Ivy League canceled their conference tournament and has sent their regular season champion Yale to the big dance. In the Northeast Conference, Robert Morris took home the championship. In the West Coast, Gonzaga took home the championship as most expected. And in the Summit League, North Dakota State punched their ticket to the big dance.
And as you mentioned, the Ivy League, you know, COVID-19, as they're calling it, has really taken a hit to a lot of major sports across the world, especially in the United States. The SEC, the Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC are among the Ivy League that have canceled their tournaments in hope that they will be able to play the big dance. That's kind of still up in the air. Of course, they came out yesterday or 2 days ago that it'll be no spectators allowed for all these games, just immediate family and media. And that's going to take make a huge impact as far as the way these games go and the crowds that, you know, can it have influence on some of these games. And I know, being a basketball player yourself, you want to tell us a little bit how the crowds impact and influence games, especially big-time games?
They influence greatly. I mean, the fans are what, you know, makes this so great. It's March Madness, you know, the crazy students that go to the schools. I mean, you know, the Cameron crazies in Duke, that's what it's all about. And it's really sad. I know the NCAA is doing what they need to do, I believe, to take precautionary action to make sure everyone's safe. But it's just, it's really heartbreaking this year that the fans won't be at the games most likely, and that there's a chance that this tournament might not even be played. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but the fans do. They make it so much great. These kids, they love the fans. I mean, that's who they play for, man. They're fellow students, they're fellow fans that cheer them on all year. And you just hate to see it that fans aren't allowed at the biggest games of the year after they've been supporting their team all year long.
Exactly. And, you know, we've been talked about last episode, just Selection Sunday and the buildup. And now it just seems like the big buildup is, are we going to play the NCAA Division I tournament? It's just kind of shocking that we've come to this. And I know all the greater minds that are in charge are trying to do the best, what they think is best in the interest of the entire population, and as well as the student athletes and coaches and coaching staffs.
Yeah, the health is the first priority. Last night in the NBA, we got news that they've suspended the rest of their season as two players from the Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, have tested positive for COVID-19, which is kind of a scary thought, you know. I mean, we don't want it spreading, so I can see the precautionary action in college. We don't want this spreading amongst from team to team. And when you're out there on the court, you're touching the same ball, you're right up in someone's face, guarding. I mean, you're taking charges, people are falling on you. It's a contact sport, it's physical, you're close, and that sickness can spread. It's spread in the last 15 days pretty wildly. I was surprised. I looked at a map today that showed 15 days ago and how many cases are today, and it's kind of scary. But I know the NCAA will do what they can to prevent it, with also trying to play these games for the fans.
Exactly. The coronavirus has, you know, impacted people that we were just very surprised how quickly it exponentially grew, and that's going to play a big role in the NCAA tournament. With that being said, is there a top contender that you think is going to benefit without there being spectators? Maybe, you know, maybe a Duke not benefiting as well if their Cameron crazies aren't there, if they don't have that big home crowd and craziness that they're known for?
You know, that's a very good question. That I think that can come into factor. I mean, you have the big schools obviously are going to bring the big crowds, and the not so big schools, you know, aren't going to have the crowd that, like you said, Duke would have, and that could influence a game right now. I mean, when you're riding that momentum and the crowd's going crazy, I mean, you keep that momentum up, and when there's not a crowd, it's, you'd be surprised. It's going to be hard for these kids to, like, you know, play like this. And I think maybe, I mean, I'm just looking here at the predicted bracket. You never know. Like, a Baylor, I'm looking right here. Robert Morris just punched their ticket, winning their conference championship. The predicted Andy Katz's 2020 Braxton prediction got Robert Morris playing Baylor in the first round. Baylor's been struggling here of late. They've lost, I believe, 3 of their last 5. And that could be, like, right there. That could be an upset. 1-16, like we saw a couple years ago with UMBC upsetting Virginia, first time ever in history. We could see another one. I mean, the crowd's a big, big factor in the game, and you never know. We could have upsets like crazy like this year like that just because of this no-crowd situation.
Exactly. And speaking of big upsets, you know, historically there's been some ones that are just surprising. You mentioned the 16 seed UMBC beating the number one seed Virginia in 2018, and that was just kind of a shock. It was a 20-point game that the number one seed got beat by, you know, kind of a no-name school, and it's just, it goes to show that it doesn't matter. It's March, and anything can happen.
Yep, that's what I love so much about this. I love the kids. They always give it their all. And that UMBC team, I remember they blew out that Virginia team, I believe. I'm not for sure the final score on that game, but they really just shocked the world, and they gave it their all, and they upset that Virginia team, and it's crazy. I mean, you never know what can happen. That's why it's called March Madness, and that's what I love about it. And hopefully we can get to play this tournament this year, because, I mean, this is a worldwide thing. People fill out brackets. I mean, all around the world, even if you don't watch college basketball, some people just fill out brackets because it's fun. It's crazy, and that's why I hope this virus outbreak doesn't affect us too long, that we can overcome this and get these kids back out on the court with the fans and what it's all about.
Exactly, and that's, you know, it's we're in scary times here where we've got a virus that not a lot of people know a lot about. We just know that it's serious, and it's good that the NCAA is taking the necessary precautions to keep the health of the players in mind. Another big upset, kind of historical, is one that we all can think of, you know, in 1983, Jim Valvano's NC State team that shocked the world and beat Houston, the Cougars, by 2 to win their national title under Jimmy V. And, you know, you hear the famous survive in advance, and it's just very awesome, I guess, to see that those kind of teams that are not really favored can beat powerhouses like that with the players that Houston had back in those days was just phenomenal.
Yep, Jimmy V was an all-time great coach, like he said, to don't give up, don't ever give up, and that's what his team did. That's what every one of these 68 teams that are going to be put into this bracket Sunday on the 15th are going to do. They're going to give you your all. Their all, and anything can happen. Like you said, it's crazy to think that a team from, I'm just looking here at the predicted bracket, a team, you know, like Gonzaga getting upset by Winthrop, possibly, or just like little upsets, 12-4. Stephen F. Austin, a team that's almost in the tournament every year, but not a very high-seeded team, but every year in the bracket could really pull off an upset here. I'm looking, they got them in the first round playing Iowa. That could be a possible upset. Looking at another 12-5 game. Auburn, Liberty, a 4-13 game in North Texas and Wisconsin. You never know. I mean, really, teams come out. You can have one bad night and your season could be over, and it just happens just like that.
Exactly. It happens to the best teams in college basketball every year. That's why it's called March Madness. But as I look here, you know, NC State was a 6 seed, and you look at the projected bracket right now, Ohio State projected a 6 seed, and you have to think this is probably not going to change all that much, seeing as how several conferences have canceled their conference tournaments. So it's just kind of neat to kind of just get behind that a little bit. Maybe Ohio State could, you know, kind of play the survive and advance game and win their, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the 6 seeds here. You have Ohio State as a 6 seed in the Houston bracket, West Virginia in the Los Angeles, Michigan, Ohio State's rival, of course, that Ohio State beat twice this year in conference play in the Indianapolis bracket, and in the New York City bracket, you have Virginia as a 6 seed, a team that won it all last year. Very dark horse contender, I feel like, Virginia. Right there. I mean, experienced, of course, from last year. They lost a couple people in Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome, their leaders, but I think they're experienced. They're in a good conference in the ACC. Them 6 seeds, very tough 6 seeds right there with 6-11. West Virginia playing Marquette, Ohio State playing East Tennessee State, Virginia playing either Xavier or Richmond, a play-in game there that possibly could be one, and Michigan playing Cincinnati. That Michigan-Cincinnati matchup really intrigues me. Cincinnati, I believe, could possibly pull up an upset right there. They have a very good player in Jordan Cumberland, a senior guard that's experienced, that can score the ball. And I believe possibly that could be an 11-6 upset right there.
Yeah, I agree. And you mentioned all those 6 seeds, and those are four good basketball programs that really do, and you know, are all dark horse picks, in my opinion. You know, you've got West Virginia is a really good team coming out of the Big 12, obviously playing powerhouses like Baylor and Kansas. Virginia, the ACC, of course, beat Duke, and even though they're having a down year for being the defending champions, they've still got a shot at this thing. I mean, you know, anything can happen, like we've said hundreds of times. It's March, you know, anything. That's why they call it March Madness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. You look at those six seeds, like I say, those are historic programs, and I'm just looking down the list. It's crazy this year how teams are so spread out, not one dominant team. You got a 10 seed in Indiana that's beat teams like Ohio State in the Big Ten and stuff like that. And you got 12 seeds as Texas Tech last year that made a run all the way to the Final Four. That's experienced, well-coached. That could do anything, really. I mean, you never know this time of year. Teams like Butler at 7 seeds and USC, LSU experienced team that made a run last year at 8 and 9 seeds. I mean, you have to watch out this year. The year of upsets, I can feel it, really.
Yes, I agree, and it's just going to be really – that's why the build-up for Selection Sunday is just so much. It's not only for how we get the final bracket, but also the future, if we're even going to see a March Madness, so to speak, if the coronavirus
– fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly.
We want to see it.
Well, for Matthew Coverman and Skylar Knorr, we thank you for watching the Month of Madness, and the next time you'll see us, we'll have the final bracket, and we'll be ready for March Madness. Thank you.